the moon of Dasyam, not present in Golok Vrindavan.
So actually we have to understand this really carefully, that in Golok Vrindavan all relationships are permeated with Madhurya. Madhurya is the defining mood. That means everybody who is serving Krishna, in whatever way they are, their focus is on uniting Radha and Krishna, on cherishing Krishna's central loving relationship with his devotees, with his devotees in the Madhuryas. At the same time, for doing this, there are the relationship in other modes also. So, Yashodama is in Vatsalyas. Similarly, there are Gopas of Krishna who are Sakyas. But then the Maharaj is like a king, so he has servants. And some of those servants are in Dasyas. So there is Raktak and Patrak. They are in Dasyas. So they fan Krishna. And when they fan Krishna, at that time, they are serving in the mood of Dasya. So of course, now the important point is that Krishna, although he is God, he does not act like God. Especially in Golok Vrindavan. Dwarka, he acts like God. But in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan doesn't act like God. So the Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, they are what is primarily, they are like the starring relationships, they are the primary rasas in Golok Vrindavan. But there is a grass. Jiva Goswami explained in Gopal Champo, and when Krishna places his foot on the grass, the grass wants to be as soft as possible so that Krishna can have the most pleasant experience when he puts his foot on the grass. So that grass is also serving. Now, it's not just simple chanters. The grass is also doing some seva. It's also want to do some service. That's also last. So there are devotees also who act in dasyas, but it's all permeated with the mood of Madhurya. So I would say that rather than saying dasya is not present, we can say that it's more that Madhurya is what defines all relationships. And that's what is permanent, and that is what like current mood that runs through all relationships.